Exclusive, Representative Lauren Boebert introduces the Build the Wall and Deport Them All Act. By Bradley J. on March 8, 2024. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, crafted a straightforward plan to end the catastrophic border crisis created by President Joe Biden. The Colorado Congresswoman introduced the Build the Wall and Deport Them All Act Friday. The bill codifies many Donald Trump-era policies and might be the perfect contrast to the border policies offered by Biden during his State of the Union address to the nation the night before. On day one, the Biden regime implemented their open border policies that have destroyed countless American families and made our communities less safe, Boebert told Breitbart News. My Build the Wall and Deport Them All Act will codify President Trump's proven border policies that reduced illegal immigration to record lows. Boebert's bill would end catch and release, restart border wall construction, prohibit federal funds for sanctuary cities, expedite the removal of illegal aliens, and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. It would also prohibit the removal of border barriers constructed by states along the border to prevent unlawful crossings and end birthright citizenship. Lakin Riley's murder last month, allegedly by a Venezuelan national, has ignited national fury over the horrific consequences of Biden's border policies. Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released Riley's accused killer, illegal alien Jose Antonio Ibarra of Venezuela, into the United States Interior in September 2022. And after being apprehended in 2023 for additional crimes, Ibarra was released by a sanctuary city. Republicans, and Riley's family, have promoted a Say Her Name campaign to force action against the border policies they say led to her death. In a tense off-script moment during his Thursday night State of the Union speech, Biden responded to Say Her Name shouts from Republicans with Lincoln Riley, appearing to mispronounce her name. An innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right, he said in a clearly off-script moment undermining his messaging. But how many thousands of people have been killed by illegals? Biden has vacillated between claiming he does not have the authority to act unilaterally and threatening executive actions if Congress does not pass pro-migration open borders legislation. But in his first 100 days in office, President Biden took 94 executive actions to weaken America's border security, including ending Remain in Mexico, stopping the construction of the border wall, and instituting catch and release. Boebert says those deliberate actions created the crisis. The Biden regime's intentional negligence has handed operational control of our borders to the cartels, resulting in an unprecedented surge in the trafficking of women and children as well as deadly fentanyl, she said. We must close the border and end the invasion. The best way to do that is to build the wall and deport them all. The numbers support Boebert. Since Biden took office, there has been a 57% decrease in arrests of criminal aliens and a 67% decrease in deportations of criminal aliens. And Border Patrol has apprehended 336 individuals on the terror watch list. But Democrats' criticisms of Biden's use of the term illegal describing Riley's alleged killer reveals they are unlikely to be willing partners with Boebert and Republicans. Asked by CNN about the Lakin Riley exchange, Representative Nancy Pelosi immediately responded, "He should have said undocumented, instead of addressing Riley or her murder." Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, claimed Biden's remark was dangerously close to language from Donald Trump that puts a target on the backs of Latinos everywhere. And Representative Chuy Garcia, DEL, tweeted as a proud immigrant, "I'm extremely disappointed to hear President Biden use the word illegal." Boebert's co-sponsors blame Biden's policies, not his rhetoric, highlighting the real consequences to his actions felt by American citizens. With open arms, Joe Biden has welcomed millions of illegal aliens into our country since taking office, including terrorists and violent criminals, Representative Paul Gosar, R-Oz, said in a statement. Lives are being destroyed, families are devastated and communities across our nation are being crushed. These lawbreakers should be deported, and the border sealed. The Build the Wall and Deport Them All Act does just that. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, issued a call for action. The situation at our border is untenable and it worsens by the day as we continue to reach new record highs in nearly every tracked statistic, he said. Problems necessitate action, and it is time for the implementation of an evidence-based solution backed with years of successful data from the Trump administration. I stand with Rep. Boebert to ensure the safety and security of the American people. Others praise Trump for his effective policies that Boebert is trying to reinstate. Our border was more secure than ever under President Trump, and it is more vulnerable than ever under President Biden, said Representative Barry Moore, RL. If we do not return to Trump's successful policies, we may not have a country anymore. This legislation puts American families first by finishing Trump's wall, restoring his Remain in Mexico policy, and expediting the removal of illegals from our country. Several of her co-sponsors hammered Biden for making it his immediate priority upon taking office to dismantle Trump's progress on the border. On his first day in office, Biden signed Executive Order 13993, overturning every border security measure established during the Trump administration, paving the way for 10 million foreign nationals to enter our country illegally, Representative Mary Miller, REL, said. Watch, Gorka, Biden's open border is the greatest threat to the U.S. She continued. The primary responsibility of our government is to keep Americans safe. Instead, Biden opened our borders to an invasion of military-aged men and put innocent American lives in danger. I'm proud to stand with Congresswoman Boebert to codify Trump administration policies that would help secure our southern border. Representative Jeff Duncan, RSC, echoed that criticism, saying, on day one, Joe Biden used the power of the pen to undo the immigration policies of President Trump. I'm proud to stand with Rep. Boebert to codify President Trump's border policies and fight back against the Biden border crisis invasion. Reps. Andy Biggs, RAS, Andy Harris, RMD, and Andy Ogles, RTN, also co-sponsored Boebert's bill. Numbers USA has endorsed the legislation as well. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.